Well, I'm here in Punggol to show my support for the PAP Punggol team. We've fielded a good team in Punggol in this election. There are three incumbents. They have served the residents well. And when I engage residents just now here, they all know the incumbent MPs. Some of them have taken pictures from young with their children, and now their children have grown up. So there is a certain familiarity, and they can see how things have improved. And now, with Gan Kim Yong's leadership for the PAP team, I have no doubt that we can take things further and make life even better for Punggol residents. I've decided to field Gan Kim Yong in Punggol because there is a gap when Teo Chee Hian left Punggol. It's a heavyweight, so I asked Gan Kim Yong to come here, and he agreed. No doubt the WP would have preferred me to field a new minister here, or maybe even just go with the existing team and a new candidate. And perhaps that's why they decided to drop everything in Marine Parade and parachute here into Punggol, not expecting me to make this move. So let's be clear, the WP didn't step up. They stepped away from Marine Parade. But here in Punggol, we have a good team, and we are ready to serve residents and do our best for residents. I wanted to also say a few words about what the WP touched on in their rally last night. They talked about the friendship I have with Gan Kim Yong. Yes, Gan Kim Yong is a friend. He's also a key member of the team. Is there value in having a senior minister anchor a GRC? Of course there is value. Senior ministers in my cabinet bring with them experience and proven capabilities. They can think about new solutions that will improve things on the ground, innovative ways to get things done. They suggest bring these up in our cabinet meetings. We discuss, we share, and we implement them. That's how we improve things in Singapore. That's how we have built today's Singapore, and that's how we will continue to make life better for Singaporeans. But I was also rather taken aback by the negative tone that the WP took in their rallies against Gan Kim Yong and the Punggol team last night. We may have our differences, but there is no need to go into negative attacks on individuals, especially someone like Gan Kim Yong, who has done so much for Singapore, and it continues to do. Gan Kim Yong, I made him my number two and my deputy because I've seen him in action. I know what he's capable of and how he gets things done. In COVID, Singaporeans saw that, and how he and I and other ministers in the task force helped Singapore get through COVID safely. The opposition, WP, last night talked about income and Orleans deal. It was the government that stopped the deal. And it was MAS, chaired by Gan Kim Yong, that proposed new legislation that enabled us to stop the deal. And now he has even bigger responsibilities, taking care of the task force to protect Singaporeans from the economic storm, and being our lead person discussing with America and other countries on tariffs and trade matters. It's a big responsibility. So it's regretful, I'm disappointed that the WP would make such negative attacks on someone who is spending so much time tackling national issues, trying to make things better, who has done so much for Singapore and continues to do so much for Singapore. And it is remarkable that the WP would take so lightly the loss of a person like that in cabinet, or the loss of even other potential 2, 3, 4 ministers. They say that, don't worry, the WTP team can replace the PAP team at a much lower cost. But who in the WP team will take over the work of Gan Kim Yong, chairing our task force, protecting Singaporeans, and negotiating with the Americans on tariffs? The Americans and the US Commerce Secretary has been having a good discussion with him because there is mutual respect and we are making good progress on our conversations and discussions. Who in the WP team will take over all this work? And to treat it so lightly at a time when we are entering such major national issues, I think that's rather disappointing, not to mention the negative attacks that they continue to pile on him and the entire team throughout the entire night. It is a cavalier and irresponsible approach towards the livelihood and well-being of all Singaporeans. So I would say to Singaporeans, and especially to Punggol residents, let us reject this sort of politics. We can do much better than that. If you support the PAP team, you are supporting a team of integrity, honesty, and trustworthiness. A team you know with a proven track record who will go all out to improve your lives. So I ask you to consider your votes carefully and support a trustworthy PAP team. Not being a member of the CEC is an irrelevant point. Because Gan Kim Yong is a key member of my team, he's my deputy. There are people who are, may or may not be in the CEC in this case. Gan Kim Yong decided not to put himself up for election in order to allow for renewal for the party. That's CEC, party leadership. And he made that conscious choice. But he's still a key member of my cabinet, of my team in government, and hopefully in the next cabinet, anchoring, shouldering key responsibilities which are so critical during this period. I will hope he continues. How long? It's still early days, but the comparison with Heng Swee Keat is not relevant because whilst Heng Swee Keat is younger, Swee Keat also had health issues, and those were the concerns and considerations he had, which we had explained to Singaporeans earlier, and he chose to step down. I hope Gan Kim Yong stays healthy. I hope he will continue, but these are early days. We can discuss that later.